Chris Philbrook, May 2015. Fear, Joe Tremblay. I'm Michael Turner. I'm a cubicle zombie at the local phone company. I sell shit for a living and just recently started reading The Secret. I'm on a quest to lead a more positive life now. This morning, I was thinking to myself, today is going to be a really great day. Wednesdays are usually very shitty days for me, but I figured, what the hell, give positive thinking a shot. So it's Wednesday, June 23rd, and I walk out of my apartment building in San Diego for my morning cup of coffee at the Starbucks across the street. The first positive sign I get for my hopefully awesome day is that the place is empty. Weird, but hey, no line. Positive thinking is working already. Hippie Kid Jerry, as I like to refer to him on account of his ratty hairstyle and tie-dye shirt, is at the register, barely even aware that I'm standing there waiting to place my order. Instead, his eyes are glued to a cell phone watching some video. "Everything all right?" I ask. He looks through me as if I'm not actually standing there. "Nah, man. It's like Dawn of the Dead out there. You been watching the news?" He holds up his phone to show me what looks like an amateur video of two disgusting-looking people ripping some older man open with their teeth. The video was raw and made me instantly sick to my stomach. Same kind of feeling I used to get when I watched Faces of Death videos when I was a kid. "That's fucking sick, man," was all I could think to say. Although at this point, I'm just thinking it's some kind of prank and how nice it would be to get my fucking coffee. Right about then, two cars crash head-on into each other just outside the shop, and I realized that if I listened closely, I could hear police and fire sirens and... were those gunshots? I knew instantly that panicking would lead to my untimely demise, so I ushered Jerry to fetch my coffee, which he did with an, "Are you fucking serious?" attitude. Yeah, I was fucking serious. This might be the last grande mocha with whipped cream I ever get to drink. He got it to me and told me don't worry about the money. He grabbed a bunch of pastries and bottled juices and took off and told me to be careful not to get eaten by one of the Dawn of the Deads. I then decided to call people and pulled out my new awesome flip phone. I hit all the speed dials on my phone one after the other and got nothing but busy circuits, dial after dial. I left the store thinking that maybe I was just dreaming. As I hit the sidewalk and looked around, I noticed how surreal it all was. People were everywhere suddenly, like some kind of impromptu city block party. People ran, walked, and screamed maniacally from every alley, corner, and storefront. I swigged some mocha and pinched my cheek just to be sure this wasn't all some fucked-up nightmare. Out of nowhere, a black-haired Korean woman carrying a kid appears in front of me, and I see the kid's bleeding badly from his neck. She grabs my arm with an impossibly strong vice-like grip. "Please, help my Billy!" Damn woman almost made me spill my coffee. "What the hell happened to him?" I say as I wrestle my own throbbing arm away from her. I look at Billy, and Billy looks like shit. His neck has an oozing tear in it, and his clothes are drenched in blood. I gently place my coffee to my side, grab the kid, and toss him on the ground to look at the wound. He was bleeding badly, and man, do I hate blood. I kept staring at the blood oozing out of his neck, and I felt an awful sensation of terror march up my spine. "He got bitten by a very sick man," she whines frantically. Bitten. There's the word. I don't like this. Matter of fact, positive thinking is completely worthless if this is what happens. I should have probably woke up thinking only the worst can happen, and then maybe I'd have won the lottery or something. I'm looking at the kid, but all I feel is the sun hitting me hard, and I hear screaming from distant areas of the city and the clatter of chaos everywhere. The kid was bad. I was bad. I hate blood and gore. Makes me sick to the point that my body goes into shock, and I knew that I couldn't help him. It was too much for me. I started to get the nausea and gut-wrenching feeling, which told me that if I stuck around this dying kid and crazy woman any longer, I was dead. I don't want to be dead. I look the lady straight in the face and say, "I can't help you, and if you stick around your dying son, he's going to turn into a zombie and kill you." I then grab my coffee, and I run from her as fast as my shaky legs would let me. I could hear her screaming at me as I fled, and I tried very willingly to get a grip on the new reality being force-fed into my scrambled mind.